unprofessional. Evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Simply Unprofessional. I'm your host, Webby. Joining me tonight, we got Mr. Devin.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? It's me, Devin. Woo!
So, Devin.
Mm-hmm.
We'd been talking kind of throughout the day, and I'm going to peel back the curtain a little bit, even though this is a banked episode from, like, last year. Okay? Because we have so many in stock. We had an idea, or you know, you had kind of mentioned an idea, and I mentioned it to somebody else, and we had a plan going into tonight's SU. That plan, much like all things distractions media, completely just fucking backfired and ate shit. So I luckily quickly came up with a backup topic. I'm going to shoot you some questions here. Now, these are kind of like, have you ever seen, like, they're like, not the typical would you rathers. Like the, oh, would you rather, you know, never have sex again or be rich or whatever the fuck. Like, not any of those. I'm sure there's probably some of those mixed in here. But these are going to be more... hopefully, possibly more thought-provoking, I guess, okay. Is the way. Now, some of these, me and you, I can already tell, like, where other... I will say this. I feel comfortable enough in our friendship to say this, because I'm on the same page as you, I feel. Where, to normal people, they might have to sit and think about these. But... you and I have a feeling it's just going to be like, yeah, it's just super quick answer. Like, as a for instance, the very first one, you're walking in a forest, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're there. You look around, you see trees, you see a little squirrel, right? You find a black suitcase. Oh, you go over. Inside of it has $1 million. But... it also has a blood-stained piece of paper with a single word saying, don't. What do you do?
I'm walking in the woods. Yep. I see a black briefcase. Is the squirrel important, or are you just saying the squirrel?
I just said there was a squirrel. Just to put the ambiance there that we're in the woods.
All right. Just checking. Just a black briefcase that says don't.
Oh, it has a bloody piece of paper that says don't.
This is don't. I mean, that's a very vague word.
Right.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
What?
My answer is I throw the piece of bloody paper on the ground and I just close the suitcase and carry it away. $1 million richer. Deal with the consequences as they come.
I nail the note to the squirrel on the tree.
Oh, shit.
And then I take the briefcase.
That might kill the squirrel.
You're probably right.
Squirrel girl won't be happy.
Fuck squirrel girl.
Hey! I mean, I probably would. I don't know.
I mean, she beat your boy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
fuck her. Still.
You can go straight to hell.
This one, I don't understand, and I'm thinking that maybe... because it seems like more of a word puzzle than anything. And I don't know if I'm reading it, if I'm just not getting it right. So there are two birds and two doors. Mm-hmm. Now, one door leads to heaven. The other door leads to hell. One bird only lies. And one bird only tells the truth. They both look exactly the same, and they can't see each other. What would you do?
They both look exactly the same and can't see each other?
Yeah. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Mr. Collins said, one bird only lies. One bird only tells the truth.
I know this has something to do with asking the bird which door is which.
Well, no, the first thing you have to do is you have to ask the bird.
Because they can't see each other, so you're assuming that they're on opposite sides of like a wall.
First thing you do is you walk in the room and you ask the birds. You ask both of the birds, can they see each other? The one that says no is the one that lies. The one that says yes is the one that tells the truth. Or reverse that, sorry.
Yeah, reverse, okay.
Then you ask the one that tell you the truth, which one's the door to heaven?
I see, that's way easier. All right. So maybe, okay, that's probably why they threw in the whole thing. They can't see each other.
I mean, that's just, I guess, one way around that puzzle. But I mean, on paper, that should work.
Let's see. Okay, here's, I guess, a thought provoker one. You find a book, and you just start, you begin to read the book, okay?
Murder him.
Murder him?
Yep.
The book?
Yes. Okay.
It's just, okay, Devin stabs the book.
Oh, my game came out today. All
right. So you find a book, and you begin to read it, only to discover that it is your life. You get to the point that you are right now, do you turn the page knowing that you will not be able to change the events to come? Like, essentially, do you keep reading to know your future?
I mean, if I can't change it anyway, sure.
Well, see, that's a conundrum, because if you flip the page and it's already written and you can't change it, knowing the future already changes it.
No, because it's saying that no matter what you do, you can't do anything directly to act to change it. So no matter what you do, it's not going to change. That's what it's saying.
Well, I don't know. Like, Yeah, okay, because, yeah, underneath it says, it's essentially saying, the main question.
What's going on?
Yeah, that's essentially the main question is, would knowing your future be exciting or spoil the adventure is ultimately how they're asking the question. But I feel like, you know, not being able to change it is contradictory, because it's like, if you flip the page and you're like, oh, and you exit through the red door, don't go through the red door. Go out a green door. Now you're already changing your book.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I don't like that question. There was a Matrix question, actually. Where was that one?
Hey, Webby, you want to stream?
Don't want to stream what and when?
This weekend, some point, maybe?
Sure, let's do it. What are we doing?
All right. You got $30?
Maybe tomorrow.
All right. I want you to get a game.
Okay. Here's the Matrix one. If you could learn any one skill in the world without trying, kind of like just being plugged into the Matrix and just, all of a sudden now you know how to do something.
Mm-hmm.
What skill would you pick?
You just ask that question one more time.
If you could learn any one skill in the world without trying, which would you pick? You just snap your fingers and now you know how to do something.
The skill to always, like, are we talking like realistic skill or unrealistic skill?
Yeah,
I'm not saying like superpower, but I just mean like a realistic skill.
I would say something that could feasibly be taught, you know. So I mean, I would go realistic. I'm also curious as to what your unrealistic one is.
Well, I mean, one is realistic, but it's like nay impossible. But I would not. It's not impossible, but it's close to it. And it would be basically just to always be able to predict and read like accurately the stock market at all times.
Well, is that something that you can be taught over years?
I mean, you can be, but it's one of those things where it's like very few people are actually ever to like reliably get ahead of the stock market. Like,
right.
It's one of those things where I was like, it's not like unrealistic. It's doable. But to be like have 100% accuracy is probably a little crazy. So if I had to like not do that and go with something else, kind of want to throw a joke and say learn to code, but
could make our own games.
I mean, I wouldn't even do it for games, but I mean,
oh.
I would say knowing how to build AI, because that's where the future is going to be.
Oh man. So like robotics.
Yeah, robotics. Like, you know, robotics, programming.
Programming.
You know, advanced programming. Yeah.
Quantum
computing. That's what I'd learn. Quantum computing.
There we go.
That's there's no practical application for quantum computing right now, but if you could harness that and knowing how to quantum compute would be a total different realm. Like, you understand a lot of other things to understand, so it would be okay. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, something along those lines. If I could, it would be able to accurately predict stock time.
I would want to learn the martial arts that Ip Man knew.
Wing Chun.
Yep. I just want to snap my fingers, and now all of a sudden I'm a master at it.
Yeah, Wing Chun's cool.
Dude, I watched the movie. He beat a guy with a fucking feather duster.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's great.
I'd rather learn Jeet Kune Do. That's
the one that Bruce Lee made up or whatever. Yeah. He kind of compiled a bunch of his knowledge into that one.
Yep.
Yeah. I think we already had that question, essentially. I don't remember who asked it, but it's the whole, if you could choose between 50 years of being incredibly happy or to live forever and be unhappy, which would you choose?
Uh, 50 years from now or 50 years just period? Like, I die at 50.
Well, it just says that you get to choose between 50 years of being incredibly happy. So I would guess 50 years from now.
See, if you go 50 years of being, if you go 100, forever being unhappy, you're just basically Vandal Savage at that point.
Okay.
And then you just become a supervillain. Like, you just become the world's first supervillain. Just, like,
yeah, for sure.
Just start plotting out long game plots to take over the world. It's a great origin story.
I'm kind of on board with you. You've converted me. I was like, well, I kind of want this 50 years of happiness, but now I kind of want this live forever and be unhappy and miserable. Just so I can become a supervillain.
I mean, yeah, no, I have to go with that. Just be like, just this unhappy dude that can't die. Just like constantly just be like, plotting the end of the world, or trying to like work the world in my favor. Like, my whole purpose in life is to create a world that makes me happy, but the trick is nothing ever makes me happy.
Yeah.
This is a great origin story for a villain, by the way. So
we need to work together and compile this and create a character like this for one of our games.
I agree.
It sounds like it's going to probably be the Vamp game. But, yeah. This is weird. Okay, this is essentially a way to examine beauty versus intelligence, okay?
Okay.
You're offered a pill that'll make you 25% more intelligent, but permanently removes your hair, including your eyebrows. Do you take the pill?
25% more intelligent, but I lose my hair and my eyebrows.
Yeah, I'm guessing that you're losing all hair. They just included the eyebrows because no one ever really thinks about that. I'm telling you right now, I'm not sacrificing my beard to become 25% smarter.
Well, I can't really grow that much of a beard. So, I mean, for me, it'd just be eyebrows. So I'm cool with that. I would take the pill because, I mean, they have eyebrow implants.
Dude, okay.
Just go get some Bosley for
So now you're a really unhappy immortal who just took a pill and is now 25% smarter with no hair.
I'm getting there.
With no hair. Like, even with the no eyebrows, that just makes you look more evil.
Exactly. Like, it's perfect.
And you can always just wear a mask everywhere you go.
Yeah, or like I said, they have the technology now, and if they don't now, you'll live forever. Eventually, you'll have the technology where they can just, like, implant eyebrows on you, or you could just take it to like the next serial killer level and just wear other people's faces with hair.
God damn it, that's really messed up.
All in all, I'm seeing no downsides. Like,
it's a downside for me because I'll be your slightly dumber lackey, just with a beard.
Like, this bitch got fucking.
I don't want to see any pictures of crazy chicks with no eyebrows. That's crazy.
I mean, no, that's just like she has eyebrows. It's very faint, but I mean, you know, she just looks like she's a I usually don't draw lines in the show. I'm gonna draw a line in the show right there. I'm not gonna finish that sentence. I was gonna say.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. If a zombie plague were to start right now, where would you hold up?
I've had this conversation 1,000 times. It depends on the zombies.
Yep. I'm still a firm believer. Okay, what if they're somewhat slow-walking zombies?
If they're somewhat slow-walking zombies...
Like Walking Dead-style zombies.
I mean, there's 1,000... At that point, there's 1,000 places you can hold up. In that kind of situation... I'm not worried about
the zombies. You're more worried about other survivors.
Yeah. Like in that situation,
dude. I'm not even lying.
We're talking Resident Evil. Then we don't have time to fight each other. Like,
true.
I mean, there's other issues to be had. So
how
do you deal with that?
I'm still a firm believer in Alcatraz.
Alcatraz ain't bad.
Because
the problem is there's not much there. Like, you're gonna have to go out in a boat, have a boat, and then
that's fine. There's docks there.
Time. Oh, I know, but I'm saying you're gonna have to boat in every single time, and then get your stuff, and then boat yourself back.
Yeah, but just think, like, one of the things, like, the reason why they say that people can't really swim to Alcatraz too is because of the currents, just the currents themselves. So any zombies that are wading into the water, they're just gonna get fucking pulled away with the current.
You're right. But again, this is the one issue, right? The one issue I have.
And it's a prison.
If something was to happen to your boat, you're now stranded.
Well, I mean, that's... You're not wrong. Yeah, all right. And they do have, like,
I mean, unless I was immortal with no eyebrows, I wouldn't...
Yeah, if you were immortal with no eyebrows, Alcatraz would be your... That'd be your base of operations.
That's
your lair.
Yeah. Like, if I was immortal, no. If I was immortal with no eyebrows, I would take that underground city in the UK.
Okay.
Let me see. What's it called?
Wait. Hold on. In the UK, I don't know which one you're talking. I know there's a bunch of catacombs under Paris.
The Burlington Bunker.
Okay.
That was built. It was built as like Yeah, it's this underground bunker. It's an underground bunker that's like meant for the whole city. Totally.
Okay.
Yeah, this place, the Burlington Bunker. I would totally take the Burlington Bunker all day. It's really, really, seems really, really dope.
I like how each of these questions is just compiling onto the story of this crazy immortal person.
Did you make this more modern? Put a post.
Let's open this up. Okay.
Just modernized the crap out of the Burlington Bunker, and then now we just do my underground lair.
Okay. Again, I like how this is all compiling into one just evil villain backstory.
Yep. And yeah, and if that was the case, I would just go Mad Dog with a hammer and just start hammering zombies. I'm immortal. I don't care.
Yep.
I'm assuming when he says immortal, like, you can't kill yourself either. Like, you're not just,
well,
like,
I don't. Okay, so this is an interesting question now, Devin, because there several different people, and it depends on the fantasy that you're reading or whatever. Either immortals can't die.
There's, well,
or
there's
immortals can't die of old age.
There's six types of immortality.
Okay.
So there's immortal through, you know, longevity.
So they can't die of old age.
Of old age, illness, or natural causes, but does not prevent death by being stabbed. That
right.
Spirit immortality, where you can be killed, but they can be recreate a new body in their spirit. It's kind of like immortality through reincarnation.
Okay.
You die, you just kind of get reincarnated, and you're like, all right, I'm cool, what's up? Like, what's her name from fucking Legends? Hawk Girl and Hawkman from Legends.
Okay, yep.
And there's immortality through, like, regeneration, like Logan, Wolverine. He just has extremely high levels of, or Deadpool, such
yeah.
high levels of regeneration that they just, their cells don't age, so they just don't die. And then you have, like, obviously immortality granted through, like divine protection or being by yourself.
Right.
Which usually nothing can kill you short of another divine being. Or divine weapon.
Well, let's just go ahead and say, like, the whole Deadpool scenario. We're just like, nothing okay, can like, kill you.
I mean, I was just going to go with perfect immortality. Like, I was just going to go with this perfect, which is type 5, which is, you know, cannot die by any means whatsoever. You just can't die. Like, my personal favorite form of immortality, which is not on here, is immortality where you can't die, but you don't have regeneration, so like your arm gets cut off, you have to go find your arm and then reattach it, like, manually.
Oh, that would suck.
It would grow back, but like you don't have regeneration, so like if your ear gets cut off, like your ear's just gone, you have to fucking pick your ear up and like hold it to your skin and like sew it to your skin until it heals.
What if you fell into a wood chipper?
Then you're fucked. You're just a...
Then you're just a pile of mess, but you're sentient.
You're sentient goo.
That's gross.
Yeah.
This took a turn.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just going to assume it's perfect immortality where, like, you can't just die. Like, you can walk in space. Like, you won't be able to breathe, but you won't die, which is kind of miserable. But, yeah, I'm going to assume that's the case. So if that's the case, then I'm just gonna, you know, I'm just gonna walk around and start like taking like a hammer to zombies.
And keep in mind, your immortal, eyebrowless supervillain also has $1 million because he stabbed a squirrel to a tree and took the briefcase.
You're correct. That's how he.
We're just compiling all of these questions onto this narrative now.
So this is now me and Webby creating a supervillain through morality question.
Yes. Okay. So here's another one. I don't know how we're gonna spin this into the narrative of this story. Really.
You let me worry about that.
What would you do if you woke up one morning in another country? Surrounded by people who spoke no English and with only the clothes that you slept in.
That's how I got to the Burlington Bunker. I woke up in like some back alley fucking European country that nobody spoke English. So I
well, I'm sure they speak English in Burlington, right?
No, I mean, it's called the Burlington. I'm not saying I'm in
Burlington. All right. I'm just saying, like, so now you're somewhere in Europe.
On the continent of Europe. I woke up over in the continent of Europe.
You're in Russia, because we need that goddamn Russian listen.
I woke
listen.
Up in Siberia, in a small town in Siberia, and I just have on my pajama bottoms.
Yeah.
And I just walk these frozen lands.
you have pajamas with no eyebrows, no hair.
Yep, and I just walk these frozen lands to the Burlington bunker.
It's like that movie Powder. Remember
to claim
that movie?
To claim what's rightfully mine.
Okay.
To spot my world domination. Could you imagine being stuck on an elevator? Like, you're immortal, but you just get stuck on an elevator, like, underground.
Ugh.
And you live out your days underground, but you can't die. Like, you literally would have to just stand there and wait for everything to rot around you. To get out. Like, if you couldn't, like, break your way out or get out some kind of way, you would literally have to just stand there and just wait for however long it would take for, like, the building to crumble, the elevator shaft to fall apart.
Okay, I have a question.
Yep.
If we were immortal, say both of us had this immortality thing, right?
Think about it all the time, yep.
There's no reason both of us shouldn't be able to achieve the strongest man in the world. We would have literally nothing but time to train. Like,
you're absolutely right. Or anyone who's stronger than us, we just eliminate them.
True.
And then there's never through selective breeding.
Oh God, we're bringing in this. All right,
we just breed a weaker race of individuals who worship us as their gods.
Dude, I'm not even gonna lie. I could probably do a whole SU episode on selective breeding, like just as a topic. It's fucked up. Okay.
Like we go the opposite way people want to go. So like you go sure. And we just set up all these common sense traps, and everyone who doesn't fall for it just gets immediately killed.
Yes.
And eventually we just weed them out until people are just all stupid. And
that's like me. I feel like warning labels should be taken off of very obvious things.
Right. But in this world, you want to warn people that is like, we would have put warning that it's totally safe to drink. And
yeah.
See what happens. Just let it happen. Let everything happen. Eradicate the Earth and rebuild it. That's the plan. So we now have a goal: selective breeding of a subservient human race. That's the goal for this guy.
Damn! All right.
On his mission to achieve happiness, he feels he'll only be happy if the entire world was made in his image. So there we go. All right, I like where this is going.
Oh Jesus! All right. Well, this adds to this narrative perfectly.
All right then.
What if you could live perfectly well without sleep? If you had if you had no need to sleep at all, how would you spend all your nights?
World domination. Like that's just extra time to work on my world domination.
That would be insane. Never like just not needing sleep anymore. Like just never feeling fatigue. Really,
just
I guess.
Never tired. Just nope. I'm good.
You like the Energizer Bunny of bad guys?
The Energizer Bunny, except instead of the drum, I just have two cleavers going around killing people, cleaving the shit out of people.
All right.
I like this. We just invented a supervillain.
If you could say a single sentence, to which the whole world could hear.
Ooh.
What would you say?
A single sentence.
I know what our villain should say.
I feel like it's still early in our villain's career, though. Like I feel like he hasn't completely lost hope in humanity yet.
That's why you leave it as an open-ended threat.
He's still kind of no. I feel like he hasn't really figured out he wants to be a villain yet. Like so he has all these cool gifts and he's doing this. His one sentence to kind of troll the world. And it doesn't say, like, does it automatically translate the language? But I would just say Han shot first. Across the world. Like, just start that going off.
Man, that would cause wars, I think.
You may be right.
I think in certain select groups, yeah, that would definitely start a war.
Yeah. So like, one shot first, you say that. And then like, he's so young in his career. He's realizing it. But I mean, you have to understand, he's going to have a lot of time. Like, I would just live by my first couple of decades, I would just live at the library. I'd read every book in the world. Just amass this like gargantuan tower of red books. Just read a book and just throw it behind me, and just read another book and throw it behind me.
All right.
Just read all these books and learn everything that is to know.
No, this isn't on the list, but I have a question that can add to our villain's narrative.
Yes.
Because in a lot of like RPG games, like Skyrim, I was really bad about this. Okay.
My super villain name is Godson. I'm going for it.
All right. Would we have a? How do I want to word this? Like, would you collect anything in particular? Like, for instance, when I played through Skyrim, I played like a more stealthy kind of thief character. Every book I saw, no matter where I was, I stole every book, and I had a trunk full of books back at my house. Like, my goal was to collect all the books for whatever reason.
Did I ever collect anything? No. Not really.
But would our villain collect it? Would he want to collect anything? I mean,
He has unlimited time, unlimited space. Eventually he would, like, you know, you have to imagine, like, the royal family would have just like died at some point.
Honestly, for an immortal, you know what would be kind of a cool collection? Just a simple coin collection.
It would be.
Just coins from all over the world, from era to era to era, over the ages.
Yep.
I take that back, because the way this world's going, coins are going to become obsolete. Everything's going to be electronic.
I mean, we already have candidates that want to get rid of the penny. I'm totally fine with the penny. It's the stupidest currency ever.
Yeah, but then how would you ever get the 99-cent things?
But the penny is stupid, because the copper in the penny is cost more than the penny itself.
I mean, I agree. Everything should just be rounded up to a dollar, or rounded down to 75 cents. I don't know. I think everything should be divisible by quarters. I'd be okay with this. So our supervillain, our evil genius person, wouldn't have a collection of anything?
He would just have a collection of... He would expand his... With that 25%, he would just expand his mental repertoire. Like, I would imagine he would collect, like... He would hoard all the museum stuff, because he would want to get rid of the previous history.
Okay.
He's, like, reshaping this new society. He'd want to get rid of previous history. He'd want a very selective understanding of what's going on.
All right.
He would live through it all. He would live through Terminator.
Oh, you went crackly just a little bit.
Not back or no?
Mm-mm. Still crackly.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, he would live through, like, I imagine, like, the Terminator would actually get invented, but it would be invented by the humans trying to stop me. And, like, the last-ditch effort from, like, eradicating the intelligent ones. I would be the villain the world needs. Like, you want a world government, you want a united world, I would be the villain the world needs. I would come together, and I would raise so much hell to make the world a better place for everybody.
The next two questions on this list, I'm kind of scared as to where you're going to steer our villain.
Let's do it.
First,
yes.
If Jurassic Park were real, would you visit it?
Yes. Dinosaur army. I would figure out a way to, like,
God damn it,
use my blood to give immortal dinosaur armies.
Oh my god! But what if they turned on you? If they were immortal, but then you wouldn't be able to put them down.
You're right, but at the same time, I mean, they can't put me down.
Then this whole world would just turn into. Just a battle map, one big large battle map for an immortal an immortal person versus an immortal dinosaur.
But then you have that one cool comic where, like, the hero always gets sent back in time and, like, grows a beard and wears, like, a loincloth, and you get, like, old school, like Superman or like fucking caveman Batman or some shit. Like, you'd have like me, like caveman style, like jumping off the Empire State Building with a fucking spear, spearing a pterodactyl out of the air. Like, come on.
So,
think of sci-fi, caveman versus dinosaur.
Oh boy,
yeah. Sci-fi.
All right.
You make stupid shit all the time. What's one more movie?
Speaking of sci-fi.
Yep.
This next one.
Would I actually, if Jurassic Park was real, yes, I would visit it. Would I give them my blood to make immortal? No. Would I figure out how to mass produce an army of velociraptors? Yes.
Fair. And Dilophosaurs.
No, dude, I'd have a whole team. Ones? Like, I'd have the dudes with what's the dude? The dudes with like the hammer tails. I can't think right now. Like the
Ankylosaurus. Ankylosaurus.
Yeah, I think. Ankylosaurus. I have like Ankylosauruses. They're like the front line. They go and just knock shit over.
Yeah.
And then the Velociraptors just charge through, and I'm gonna make like little assault vest for them.
And then you gotta have strike teams of Dilophosaurs, the spitters.
And then I'm gonna.
That like yes. come and in and flank things and no, spit
I got
at
it.
People.
I got it. So this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna get all that happening. But then I'm gonna have a cavalry of gorillas riding T-Rexes.
Oh Jesus. All right. I mean, you do have all the time in the world. You can train gorillas, I suppose.
I mean, I would train the fuck out of gorillas. Gorillas would fuck people up.
Now, speaking of sci-fi.
Yes.
After I finish the question, somebody wrote a sentence afterwards to give you an example.
All right, go for it.
If you could change one thing about how the human body has evolved, what would it be? Now, the sentence written after this was, give everyone jetpacks on their feet, obviously. So if you could literally just change the evolution, one evolutionary step for humanity, what would it be?
Gills.
Just so people can breathe underwater?
Yes, because I feel like we are at a huge disadvantage underwater. Like, fuck space. Right? Like, space is cool. But we have so much shit underneath.
Yeah, we do have a lot of shit on our own planet that we still haven't discovered, so...
Yeah, and it's like, you can't get down. Like, I would, you know, if I could do, like, a whole thing, I'd make us into, like, mer people. I'd make us, like, you know, gills... you know, like
able to withstand the cold,
the pressure, but I mean, and the cold.
Well, now here's the thing, though. Okay.
Yep.
Say you just gave all of every human now on the planet has gills. Okay, so now everybody can breathe water. You're the only immortal who can survive going down into the deepest depths.
Yeah. So they need me. More reasons I'm their savior.
So our immortal villain has a god complex.
Yes. If you live forever, you should have a god complex.
Fair.
Responsible thing to do. If you live forever, the only responsible thing to do with that immortality is have a god complex.
Oh god. Okay. Well, we're about to give him a flaw, I guess.
All right, let's do it. I like it.
What historic figure would make the worst ghost to be haunted by? So now this guy's Rasputin. Haunted by somebody.
Rasputin.
Really?
Yep.
Now why do you think he'd be bad?
Because every time I almost die, he'd be like, I did it better.
Or every time you go to like make a plan to take over part of the world, he'd be like, nah, that's dumb.
I would go that, or let's see.
Dude, I think
this will be awesome and also really annoying after a while. Just have Matthew McConaughey and he's kind of behind you going, all right. For everything you do, though.
I was thinking having the ghost of William Shakespeare haunt you, but he can only speak in his playwright.
Okay, that's fine too. Like,
because that would get bad quick.
I'll take that. I mean, it would be interesting. It'd be interesting. Yeah, those would be one of my threes I'd go with.
Okay.
Let's do it.
If you could ask your future self from the year 2050 one question, what would it be?
What can I do to make you achieve your goals faster?
All right. So you just try to put yourself on the fast track.
Yes.
All right. That's actually a very logical question for that supervillain.
I have a lot of time. So obviously moving faster would be like, why you want to move faster? Because the faster I move, the less time the enemy, aka the human race, has to adapt. I need immediate shock tech. Like, I'm talking, like, take over the nuclear grid and, like, make a display of power right away.
Okay.
Immediately.
Oh, man. Here comes another possible flaw. If you could only listen to one band for the rest of your life, what one would you pick?
The troll answer is Nickelback, obviously.
I honestly think our supervillain should have that, and he should like it.
Like, yes, that or but Mike Devin's answer is probably ZZ Top.
Ooh, sharp dressed man.
I do love me some ZZ Top. Nothing ever a bad situation. Right, it was ZZ Top or Pantera, one of the two. Like, if I had to pick.
Now, I have an oddball question, though. This one's for Devin, not for our supervillain.
They're one and the same. What?
Would you accept a $30,000 a week job offer where you get paid to sit in a pitch black room and do nothing for 8 hours a day? Yeah. I personally would say yes, because I would use that time to sleep.
It depends.
You're sitting in a pitch black room for 8 hours.
For one reason and one reason only.
Because
that will drive you insane.
Not if you're sleeping.
Even if you're sleeping, it depends on how the sound is. Okay. If it's like a sound deadened room.
Well, it doesn't say that it is.
If it's just a pitch black room, 8 hours a day. And if we're going to tie this into previous questions, if I can just never sleep. Well, if I never sleep anywhere, that'd be a problem. I mean, $30,000 a week. It doesn't say I have to keep the job forever.
True.
I mean, I could do it for like a month.
True.
And, you know.
I legit would just sleep during that time.
I mean, yeah, I would try to adjust my schedule where I just literally go into work. He's like, all right, boss. Pass out for 8 hours. And if I could, like, bring stuff in with me, like, obviously not a phone, but if I could, like, bring in some music or something, I'm like, sure. But after a while of sitting in a pitch black room, you will start to see shit.
Yeah.
The shadows will come to life.
Well, that's fine.
But other than that, I'm good. I mean, yeah, it's fine until that shit bleeds over to your real world.
Fair.
Or, like, you get in those situations where, like, because you're going to fall asleep seeing the same thing you're going to see when you wake up. Like, you close your eyes, you see in a pitch black room, all you see is pitch black. You open your eyes, all you see is pitch black. You'll never truly know if you wake up in the middle of sleeping, are you asleep or are you awake?
Okay. So. Oh, man. So this was
I didn't think of that.
Well. No, I'm reading another question for our supervillain. Okay. I'm thinking, well, I think this is probably a good one to go out on. Because we've built up this immense character that we need to give a backstory to at some point now. I'm legit serious about this, Devin.
All right, go for it.
So, now the final question I have for you, because I know that we're rounding on the 7 o'clock hour, and I know you gotta get going soon. This one's gonna be a doozy. It might need a little bit of thought. Don't just say the first two things that come to your mind. If you could breed a hybrid animal of any two species, what two would you choose?
Hybrid animal of any two species.
Yeah, and the sentence under this was, the options are endlessly amusing, from the dog whale to the pigfish.
No, they're underachieving.
Well, yeah, not to mention those are solely fucking water-based animals.
and they're underachieving.
I know for sure mine's going to have a bear involved, but what I would honestly, you know what? I'm not even going to lie right now, Devin. If I could do this, it would be an owl and a bear to make an owl bear.
I mean, owl bears do have the cutest cubs.
Very true. And we'd be bringing a D&D monster to life.
Yes.
And it does say that you could breed this hybrid animal, so eventually you could have an army of owl bears.
Yes.
This is insane. Now, you as Devin, or this immortal supervillain, what would your choice be? Because mine would probably be the owl bear.
Oh man,
part bear, part owl. They're feathery. They're soft.
This is a very good question. Like I'm thinking.
I know there are a lot of possibilities to this.
Ooh. Man, this is.
Could also go the other mythological route and go a lion and an eagle and get a griffin.
If I was going to go for just like an army of these things, because I think they'd be super deadly. And
I think manticores would be cool, but we're limited to two species.
I would go with combination of a gorilla and a saber-tooth tiger.
Okay, now what combination? How would this thing look?
I mean,
like what part? What parts to what?
Definitely the tusk of the tiger. Kind of the beefy frame of the gorilla, the ability to use, basically the ability to have, you know, hands with claws, be dope.
So essentially, an upright saber-toothed tiger, creature.
Basically like a were-tiger, because, you know, gorillas are really close to human, but like with gorilla strength and everything else, then yeah, that's what I go with.
I think your were-gorilla-tiger, not even lying, would take down my owlbear.
Possible.
You choose very strong things. And yes, I have a bear involved, but he's a very feathery, cute bear with a beak. Unless I went the other way and I did bear shark. It was just a bear with sharks for arms. But then his arms would die because they're out of water. It's fucked up. Just dead arms.
So I guess if I could use it, it would definitely be a Smilodon, which are what?
Oh, look at those owlbear babies.
Yeah, dude, the baby beast here is amazing. People buy the baby beast here. It's amazing.
So Devin, give us, off the top of your head, give us a little recap of our immortal millionaire supervillain. Just for the listeners who tried to follow along.
He's bald. He may or may not have eyebrow implants. He's bald. He may or may not have eyebrow implant.
He is a millionaire because he nailed a squirrel to a tree.
He's currently in. I mean, I would imagine that's what he would do, especially if he was immortal, because it's like he's immortal, right? You know what? The briefcase on the note, that was the first thing that happened. So he did that. He took $1 million. The note was a warning saying, don't do this. Something's going to happen to you. Boom. He became immortal. But he's unhappy all the time. He was cursed. It was a cursed briefcase. So he's $1 million richer. But he's cursed with immortality. And He's sad all the time. He's just never happy. But what they didn't know was he already had some problems. So you know what? Being immortal and being sad just says, you know what? I'm going to shape the world in my image. Now he's running around with saber-tooth gorillas. Saber-tooth gorillas. He's training an army of saber-tooth gorillas. He has an underground bunker. He's
selectively breeding mankind to be weaker.
He's slowly selectively breeding mankind, and occasionally he acts as the villain the world needs when they're too busy fighting each other and they need to focus on being one.
He legit stops wars because he becomes the bigger threat that the whole world rallies behind to push back into the depths, because he's also has gills and can go deep underwater.
Yes.
This is really fun.
Also, too, I'm looking for Atlanta.
You're looking for Atlanta? Atlantis?
Yes.
I painted myself in a corner here, and I just now realized it, and I don't like it. Because we said that we were going to make this character most likely for Vamp, because that's where it would most likely fit.
Uh-huh.
Now we have an underwater immortal.
He's the underwater boogeyman that they fear.
Okay.
He just pops in underwater and beats the shit out of them and leaves.
Fair. All right. Well, I mean, that's all we got for today. I mean, I had a lot more questions, but damn, I think we've added quite a bit to this this character development. So, that's a dumb one. So Devin, do you have any moment of zen with Devin this week?
I don't ready, but I will.
Okay.
Hold on one sec. To keep it here, Carl, keeping in line with this episode. Keeping in line with this episode. I'm gonna look at pressing philosophical quotes to keeping in line with our guy that's never happy. He's just standing out in the bottom of the ocean, reading off quotes. There we go. This is from. That's not right. There we go. Boom. This is his quote as he stands out.
Oh,
there.
This is our villain's quote.
Our villain's quote. He stands out there looking out into the night sky.
And the whole world can hear it.
Yep. He just looks up at the sky. He just looks up and goes, "Death seems more inviting than life."
Very true sometimes. That hit a little close to home. It's fine. I like it. I mean, especially if you're immortal, man. Jesus.
And then a perfect quote for him, too. Going in, because that was a little short. This is what he tells himself. He's like, "You're not a bad person for the ways you tried to kill your sadness."
Right. All right. I like that one.
He's taking over the world because he's trying to kill his own sadness, but that doesn't make him a bad person.
That's right. Villains, evil is subjective sometimes, I guess. I don't know what that meant.
My favorite quote, though. This is Webby's favorite quote. I know it is. "What doesn't kill me might make me kill you."
True. I don't know. I forget what that bear quote was that I had that I always used to post everywhere. Hold on, I want to go find it now. It's like, I don't always kill things, but when I do, it's because I'm a bear.
Bear and their things.
And their things. That's exactly what it was. All right. So, Devin, where can people find you on the internet?
You guys can find me on Twitter at DMP_Pookie and on Twitch at Pooh Killed Me. And as always, you can find me on eBay as Depressing Immortal Man.
Oh, Depressing Immortal Man. As always, everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for interacting with us on all of the social medias. And again, as a reminder, we are taking recommendations for our Halloween movies. We have two slots to fill that we're going to take listener recommendations for. So anybody who sends us recommendations, we will put them on a pinwheel. Devin will spin the wheel, and we will choose two horror movies to watch in the month of October.
And so far, we've already picked Dave Made a Maze, and
I have not picked mine yet.
Okay.
But Dave Made a Maze is on there.
Lawnmower Man. Okay.
It's been so long since I've seen that.
I know, right?
I know which one I know my buddy Ross would want me to pick, because he tried to get me to watch it last year, and it traumatized me as a child. I don't want to watch it ever again. And I don't remember the name of it off the top of my head. Ross would know it, and I'm sure he'll message me once he hears this episode. With that being said, you guys can follow me on Twitter at Jax Forestwalker, on Twitch at DM Webby, on Instagram at Patrick.Webster52, and as always, on eBay, looking for Devin as the immortal sad sidekick. Because every immortal needs a sad sidekick, too. So until next week, everybody, fuck Booster Gold.
Fuck Booster Gold. I'm immortal. I will fuck Booster
that
Gold.
That is the wrong music. That was the intro music. I'll play the outro music now. There we go. See, that was a quick fix. That's what I would do if I was an immortal supervillain, Devin, is I would go around and use my wealth to collect all Booster Gold comic books and burn them.
Just erase his memory from the earth?
Yep.
I like it.
So, that would be my goal.
Are we out? We're done?
We are out now.
All right. So